Welcome back to another episode of One Ear Out, episode 89. We are on location in Nashville, Tennessee. Nathan, what game are we going to be reviewing today?
Red Dead Redemption 2.
Red Dead Redemption 2. Didn't we already do this game?
Yeah, but that was like in the early stages.
Oh, all right. So now we're doing it in the late stages?
Yes, we're doing it again when we are more prepared and have more experience.
So you really know this game?
Yeah.
We're not...
I have more podcast stance. And I'm currently robbing a train.
You're currently robbing a train?
Hmm.
Why are you robbing a train?
Money.
Money. Do you know these people? You not know these people?
Not at all. No, I'm just following them.
Okay, so these are not necessarily enemies. And
just random civilians that I'm robbing.
I feel like you just shot somebody in the face in slow motion.
Guards.
And then you shot him in the head. It says you're wanted and a crime has been reported.
Who reported the crime?
I don't know. They must have cell phones. In what year is this?
1899.
Exactly. That's when the first cell phone came out.
Sure.
All right. So the people you're robbing don't seem to be that upset. It's these other people that are really mad that you robbed them.
These are
guards. Did you shoot all of them? Oh, okay. Well, they're not doing a very good job because they keep getting to be in slow motion.
Yeah.
This woman looks very confused as to why you're trying to rob her. She's like, I'm a school teacher. I don't have any money. I have to buy my... Well, now they're just throwing money at you. They think you're some sort of prostitute. They're just throwing money at you. All right. This guy didn't know what was happening, just walks up and you're like, I'm going to shoot you and punch you.
Money, please and thank you.
All right, so you're on this train, still robbing people.
Yep.
And you're wanted for $115. I think you're going to have $115 on you when they capture you.
I have $465, though. But I'm probably going to gain $115.
Why don't they just rob you? It'd be a lot easier. More money.
They don't have guns.
They don't have guns on this train?
No, the people who I'm robbing don't have guns.
Okay, well...
Or if I have guns, but I killed them all.
I see. You killed them all. Really?
Also, the police have guns, but I'm going to kill them.
What kind of train is this? Is this a circus train?
One from 1899.
All right.
I was alive back then. I don't know what kind of things they had.
Seems like it's an open-air train. A lot of flies on this train. There's a guy on a horseback running around the train. You made it to the caboose. Is somebody shooting at you?
Probably. There's police outside.
The health care cure. It's not even health care.
Yes.
Oh, you need some new shoes?
I need those. What's in here?
A typewriter.
That was in the drawers. What's in this drawer?
We're searching the caboose here. There you go. They're just waiting for you to come outside so they can shoot you. You're worth $125 now. Oh, there's somebody finally got anxious. And then you decided to kill them. And,
I don't know.
You're going back through the train.
To the upper areas.
Upper? You mean the front area? Further front?
Upper, further front, same thing.
It's not like there's a second floor on this train. I think you should re-rob them just to make sure they don't have any more
money. They all kind of ran when the train stopped.
Well, they all, except for the ones that are dead.
Except for the guards that I shot.
Can't really run.
Oh, somebody's riding on horseback wanting to shoot at you.
I did not mean to pick this guy off. Okay, I'm just gonna...
Are they bleeding on you or somebody shooting you?
Someone shooting me. You drink some of this. Definitely not alcohol.
Okay.
And now I am bulletproof for a period of time.
Because you had some alcohol?
It's non-alcoholic.
Oh.
Non-alcoholic. Medicine from Walgreens.
Mm-hmm. There's a horse there. You could probably get that horse.
Since you have my own horse.
On the train?
I don't know, Phoenix outside.
Somebody's shooting bottles at you.
Hold on. There you go. Oh, you got him right in the mustache. There you go. I think you need to slow down because... Oh, you got a double shot. Wow. Somebody in the woods wants to shoot you. And you shot out their horse and ran away. Boy, you're terrible at this shotgun, man.
It's not a shotgun.
Still not very good at it.
I probably could do better.
He hides with half his body still exposed.
And what he died.
Found some more health care.
That was alcohol. The health care that I took was non-alcoholic medicine that can make you drunk.
Interesting. A lot of cabinets in this train.
More health cure.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm going to smoke some premium cigarettes if I can find them.
That'll help you run away.
Yes. Here you go. Some premium cigarettes that I have 20 of.
And what does that do?
Nothing.
Oh, okay. Gives you cancer?
Yeah, nothing.
But I think somebody's shooting you in the back.
I think you're right.
You're worth $270 now. Well, are you going to take the trade? Oh, just getting shot in the head, man.
I'm going to ride my horse.
Out of
here.
Oh, I shot you on the horse.
Stop shooting me.
Oh, you shot him in the butt. Why would he turn around?
Why would you go on the train?
There you go. Oh, there's a guy behind you. And now you need to shoot him and that other guy. You're getting shot at it a lot. He's not running in slow motion despite having the slow motion effect on him. Boom. You finally got him. Down he goes. Let's see that again. you gonna rob him too?
I don't really need to. I killed every police.
Wow. You're no longer wanted?
Now I'm going to loot their corpses.
I thought you were going to rob them.
It was just because I was still in police pursuit.
No more witnesses?
Now that everyone's dead, there can't be any witnesses.
Bad cell phone reception here?
Yeah. I don't think they had good cell phone reception in 1899. I don't think they had really good of anything in 1899.
I don't know what you're stealing. A silver pocket watch?
They're valuable.
And how much money are you going to get for all the...
I'm going to go to a fence and sell them.
A fence? The fence is going to buy? Is it like a trading post?
I guess. Trading items for money.
Okay. Fence. Waypoint.
A fence is a craftsman who is interested in rare animals and unique heirlooms, and
operates a small store.
You can sell your valuables there, basically.
And then he resells it for a profit.
Maybe, I don't know.
For a loss.
Can't really resell it. It's dead.
Are you gonna sell it and then kill him?
No, because this guy also runs a wagon fence. Basically, I can steal someone's wagon and sell it to him. And if he's dead, then I can't sell him any wagons.
Mm. These guys are a little suspicious of you. What's your issue?
You.
Yeah.
And now I'm going to sell one of these guys' horses.
Oh, you killed both of them. Their horse is dragging them. Horse is running away. Like, you can't catch me. I got four legs.
Can you tell the horse to whoa?
Oh, wait, there's a witness. Our witness is investigating.
Investigating?
I can't have a...
murder! And then he starts shooting at you. That seems weird.
You're a murderer, then same amount, the number of murderers in the room does not change.
I feel like you were tracking him pretty well, but it wouldn't get him.
Oh, there you go. He got off his horse.
witness.
Oh.
He's no longer witness. He kind of got scared and wouldn't tell the police.
Who's telling who? There's so few people in this area.
I'm currently chasing after the witness.
Okay. Is he on your map?
Yeah.
Is he that red dot?
Yeah, he's the red R.
So if you can get the witness, the murder goes away?
Yes.
See?
Oh, that was good. You got him from a distance.
I'd go and steal his horse.
Yeah, I think you should.
So I can sell it.
And rob him, too.
And sell his horse for, like, $2.
What are you doing there?
I'm just kidding. Well, got taking my cat's hands.
Whoa! You fell off your own horse.
Just jumped off my horse. You should shoot that horse. Hey, look at camp. I'm going to go there and shoot whoever's at it.
Just because you see some smoke in the distance?
Yeah, probably. You know.
So what do you do with your horse? You just abandon it to the field there?
Whistle and it'll come towards me. Like all good horses, you know?
They're going to be like, why are you on Bob's horse? Bob was our friend. Have you seen him?
I've seen our, we're a friend. One. We've been looking for him for a few hours.
Haven't been looking that hard, though. He's not that good of a friend.
Great. All right. Bring some warmer rum. Nate.
We have Samuel joining the conversation now.
Yeah, he is here. He is present.
He is present and on location. Why are you shooting these people? They did nothing wrong.
Yeah, but if you see, they don't want me near their camp. So I gotta...
Oh, they don't want you near their camp because you're going to rob them? I feel like one of them's missing a head.
And you should kill that horse and put him in the...
The horse pretty much walked in the fire by itself.
I can go and steal that horse.
Yeah.
All right, no, it's not stealing because no one owns it.
There's no saddle on it. There's a witness. A witness is investigating?
Yeah, they thought they saw something.
You saw nothing. Look, there's deer or something to the left.
They don't know it was me.
What's to the left? Some animals. You should get them, too.
A wild boar.
Yeah. That guy wants those boar. Bam. Crime reported. How are you shooting animals?
That's because of those corpses that are still on somewhere. But they don't know it was me, so that's fine.
Yeah.
I want to steal the boar. Hey, where's my horse going?
Yeah.
Well, my new horse.
Yeah, new horse.
Cut this boar open.
Oh, wow.
See, here's what I do. I
take the skill.
Rancher up and with some rope, and then I shoot all the Xan. I think that's illegal.
Samuel likes to do horrible things to ranchers, apparently.
I don't hurt the ranchers.
Well, I never said hurt them.
I feel like you've got enough horses and boars.
Right? I only hurt.
You're going to come into town rolling like a rich man already, and they're going to be like, you know, we've had a lot of deaths around here lately. Do you know anything about this?
About these police corpses. The streets of the city are just
riddled. You had a watch just like this one that you have.
It looks like Dave's watch.
Jumping over the fence.
Tie the owner of this ranch up.
Go to the fence guy. You don't need to
selling this quick.
Oh, okay.
Since I found it, you know.
Yeah, no. This is the stable.
It's like I said, I have them for
Balusa is the name of your horse. Oh, $2.80 for a horse.
Well, I don't have the papers for it, so it's just a pound of 4 points.
Poor horse.
Actually.
Why?
Well, you never use your rope. It's a funk. I use it when I'm on my horse.
You gotta rob him too?
No, I'll pass. What are you doing? I don't need to rob him. I just wanted to kill him.
You just needed more money for the horse.
So you wasted a bullet too.
Now somebody's gonna investigate it.
They won't investigate, and even if they do, they don't know it's me. Like I said, we need to kill someone. I'm going to go steal on the wheels. Like, good.
Go to the kind of the place where you're going. You're almost there.
Wait, and then you steal an oil tanker.
An oil tanker? New Hanover bound. 350. Heartlands. New Hanover. Whitman 3.
Yeah, you should just sell all the stuff you got and then start fresh.
Hello, Seamus.
This is Emerald Ranch Bounty, $350. It's not gonna give you
this card, this watch, this buckle, this bracelet, three rings, and one watch. All right, I gained even more money.
All right, you $540. You're worth a lot more than your bounty.
No, but this is $18.99, Samuel. And you get the money you can't. Well, then that means there's even more money now.
All right. And so now that you've sold everything, your inventory is freed up. Where to next, Maker?
Where is the... Right here. Okay, so I'm going to go to here.
You have to tell him where here is.
I'm going to go to a place with oil tankers.
No. What's the name of it?
I don't know. Oil tank. All I know is that there's oil tankers there. I didn't read it. It's like oil fields or something along.
Oh, my God.
And steal an oil tanker and sell it to that dude. For $50.
Why is there an oil tanker in this era of horseback riding?
Because I don't know. People need oil.
People need oil.
So when they do have a car, they'll be able to
drive. Oh, okay.
Cocaine? Oh, cooking. I was like, I don't think they're using it right.
Always, I don't know. They're using it in the best way possible.
all right. You're riding on horseback.
I'm going to eat some sweet corn.
Sweet corn. It's kind of dark out. Do you ever sleep?
I never sleep. I never sleep. If you see a person while on this road, I want you to lasso the pile hump. I'm going to wear my psycho mask. So,
Samuel, we're going to be referring you to a psychiatrist here soon.
Talk about some undiagnosed issues. They'll tell you.
All right. Oh. Well, there's
Oh, look, there's Fuse. Bounty hunters.
All right, I'm going to kill them all.
There's a lot of them.
I'll manage.
You'll manage. It's
really easy to kill them. Yeah, I killed them. I killed 20.
You're worth 7,000? Bounty hunter. Boom.
Ask one.
Two. Three. Four.
Bang.
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 Boy, they're not very good at aiming. There's a guy on your left.
Those are bloodhounds, I think.
Okay. And he shot that dude. Oh, not the golden retriever.
It's going to kill me.
The dog?
Yeah. It's with the bounty hunters for a reason.
Okay. Is that the horse that you're shooting at, Matt?
I don't know what I'm shooting at.
Probably your horse. Oh, it's firing back.
Yep, horses have guns.
And I am just successfully killed all the bounty hunters while wearing a psycho mask.
Okay. Nobody's investigating this?
No, that they're bounty hunters. There were no witnesses. They'll just assume that they died. Bounty hunters failed at their job.
I see.
The same with police. If you kill one, eat it.
All right.
Just be like, oh, they kind of fit on. All right.
Getting promoted this year.
Plate. Oh, hey, where I'm right here is. At one point in the story, you have to steal an oil tanker here.
What do you mean an oil tanker?
A tank of oil.
A tank of oil. And are you stealing it to...
I'm stealing it for money. I'm going to sell it to some dude.
It's on a wagon? Is that what you said?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Hello, sir.
Who's this guy? Oh, you just hit him with a hatchet?
Yeah. First impressions are...
Somebody's shooting you.
That's what the oil tanker is. Oh, boy.
I can't... Probably shouldn't have so many...
It looks a stagecoach, but instead of a little covered wagon, it's just got this...
Drum in there. The people exploded it, so I kind of died.
He died. Can you imagine that? You're worth $7,000 and you died.
Worth at least $2.
All right, Nathan, how would we rate this game again?
10 out of 10.
10 out of 10. It's that good.
Yeah.
We're still recommending it.
I always recommend this game.
All right. Well, that will conclude this episode of One Ear Out. We'll see you next time.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.